Well, good evening, kiddos. My name is Mr. Cummings. It's Wednesday night, so I'm thinking this must be First Catechism night. And to join us tonight is my friend Aslan. Are you excited, Aslan? Yep, he's waving, saying hi. And we're looking at question 36. And question 36 said, did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life? What do you think, Aslan? Did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life? No, that's right, he did not. It says, no, he represented the whole human race. Say that with me. No, he represented the whole human race. That means when Adam sinned, we all sinned. Remember last week we found out that we sin because we are sinners. Because when Adam fell into sin, we all did. And therefore we all disobey God. It's Romans 5:19. Romans is a letter written by the Apostle Paul. An apostle was somebody who was sent by God. And this is a book in the New Testament. And in that book, Paul writes, one man disobeyed God, and many became sinners. In the same way, one man obeyed God, and many will be made right. Who's the one man who disobeyed God? Aslan says it's Adam. You're right, Aslan. Yes, exactly. And so many became sinners. That's all of us. In the same way, one man obeyed God. Who do you think that is? Aslan says, Jesus. What do you think? That's right. Yay, all right. It's Jesus obeyed God, and many will be made right. That's all right. All of God's people were made right because of Jesus. That is really good news. Jesus made us right with God. You see, Adam sinned, but Jesus obeyed, so we're made right with God because of Jesus. Adam sinned, right, and we all became sinners because of Adam. But Jesus obeyed, and so you and I were made right with God because of Jesus. That is the good news. So tonight, when you lay your heads down and you're ready to go to sleep, thank God in your heart. Pray and tell Him thank you for what you did through Jesus Christ for us. Be so thankful. Well, it was great talking to you tonight. If you have any questions, my email address is on the screen, and you can politely ask Mom or Dad to shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to answer the question. But let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, though, that Adam sinned, that Jesus obeyed you perfectly. And he went to the cross and died for us. And he made us right with you. We ask you to remind us of that every day, to make us remember we don't have to be afraid and scared because you are our Father. And because of what Jesus did, we were made right with you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it was great seeing you. We're all going to say goodbye. For me and Aslan, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.